Hello and welcome to lulidoo.com. I'm the professor. I've got a great project for you today. You could build this cool covered wagon at home or in the classroom using just a few basic household supplies. Now you could make this in probably just a few minutes, or you could spend as long as you want dressing it up like I did mine. When you build this or any project, try to be creative when looking for supplies and putting it all together. The sky's the limit. And remember, when you make something like this, always have fun. For this, my cool covered wagon, look at that, I used for the body, the base of it, I got an old, well, this is a juice container here, and I cut it in half. So this is a half of a juice container. And the first thing I did once I cut that in half is I wanted to make my wheels. So let me turn this over and you can see, I actually took a fat straw and I cut it down and I taped it right to the front here. And then I'm using that to take another straw, which you can see I can slide in here, and that's going to be my wheel axle. It's actually really simple. Then what I did is I took some cardboard right here from an old box that I had, and I drew out circles and I cut them. And then if you watch this here, you can see I can slide that on, and then the wheels will actually spin. You could tape them on like that. And of course, you're going to want to do that on the front and the back. That would be your wheels. So next what I did was, this is a covered wagon, so you're going to want to make a cover for it. There's quite a few different supplies you could use. You could use maybe a pipe cleaner like this and bend it over. Or maybe you could find some straws, these flexi straws, and you could put them both directions and attach the top. And if you see that there, that would kind of look like a covered wagon. For my covered wagon, what I did, let me show you, is I attached a straw here, here, and here, and I did that on both sides. So I cut down little pieces of straws, and then I found an old coat hanger, which I cut down and I bent, and look at this, because this fits right in there. If I turn this around, you can see that looks like the frame for a covered wagon. Very simple. You could finish right at that point and actually have a rolling covered wagon that you could cruise around the house with, or you could do like I did here, and you could spend maybe a couple of hours dressing it up. What I did next for my actual canvas cover of it, at first I looked around the house and I found some fabric, but then one of my kids said, well, why not use a piece of paper bag? This is a grocery bag. And so what I did is I took the grocery bag, I cut it to fit, and then I crumpled it all up so it looked like wrinkly old canvas, and I taped it in. For the body, I just covered it in masking tape. And then on my wheels, I cut out more cardboard and I taped it on, and then I drew with a pen spokes for my wheels. And then the last thing is that you could put a bench on your covered wagon. And you can see here, my little bench is just pieces of cardboard that I covered with tape and taped them on. So there you go. Voila, a covered wagon that you could cruise around the house in. Now you'll find instructions for this and other fun projects on my page, the professor's project page at lulidoo.com. Also, you could see what other people are creating by going to our photo project and video section. And if you join lulidoo.com today, you can share your projects with me and the rest of the world. It's free. And remember, always have fun.